This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Wyoming U.S. Senator John Barrasso is in opposition of Deb Haaland for Secretary of the Interior. During confirmation hearings, he pressed her on fossil fuels and environmental issues, even raising his voice and shouting. One tribe in a state wants to clear up some points the senator raised, as Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner reports.
During the hearing, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso was critical of Deb Haaland's record on fossil fuel. Barrasso quoted a recent letter written by the Northern Arapaho Business Council about how the Wyoming tribe is just as reliant on fossil fuels as the rest of the state. However, he failed to mention that the same letter, the Northern Arapaho Business Council, said they are in support of Haaland's appointment. Council Chair Jordan Dresser said that, yes, the tribe is reliant on fossil fuels.
But also, on the other hand, it's like everybody else in Indian country, we're really excited about Deb. Because here's somebody who she's us. She's one of us.
Dresser is excited to work on making the tribe less fossil fuel dependent and is looking at solar and wind as viable alternatives. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources voted Thursday on Deb Haaland's nomination for Secretary of the Interior. It was approved 11-9. Many people in Indian country are watching, hopeful Haaland will make history as the first Native American cabinet secretary. A scam is targeting family members of missing persons across the country, including in Alaska, where several indigenous people have gone missing in the last year. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Alaska State Troopers spokesperson Austin McDaniel says scammers are searching social media posts to find relatives of missing persons.
And we'll locate phone numbers or names associated with missing persons, and they've been texting or contacting the phone numbers that are listed and claiming that they have that missing person or demanding ransom.
A trooper press release warning Alaskans about the scam says the caller or texter claims the missing person was kidnapped and is now sick and demands money for their safe return. An Alaska missing persons database lists over 150 cases spanning several decades, including those of five Alaska Native people reported missing in the Fairbanks area last year. McDaniel would not say whether the scammers are targeting family members of any particular cases.
All I have to say is that there have been multiple instances occurring within the state of Alaska.
McDaniel stresses that anyone contacted and asked to pay money for the return of a missing family member should not respond, but instead reach out to the law enforcement agency handling their case. McDaniel would not say whether anyone in Alaska has lost money as a result of the missing person scam. For National Native News, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and the heirs of the late Tlingit weaver Clissa Rizal have settled a lawsuit over Neiman Marcus selling a coat bearing resemblance to an Alaska Native raven's tail pattern. The lawsuit claimed the sale of the coat violated the Indian Arts and Crafts Act by misrepresenting the coat and infringed on copyrights. Defendants claimed the design was in public domain but acknowledged the cultural significance. According to Sea Alaska, the parties have agreed on terms while the defendants admit no fault, wrongdoing, or liability. The defendants have agreed to work with the cultural nonprofit to resolve issues under Tlingit law and cultural protocols. No other terms were made public. The lawsuit was filed last spring. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.